Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1231, 7 Steps to Prepare for a Potential Layoff, by Tanya Brown of financialfinesse.com. And hey, I am Dan. I'm your host and narrator here, and we're going to get right to it today as we hear from Tanya Brown and optimize your life. 7 Steps to Prepare for a Potential Layoff, by Tanya Brown of financialfinesse.com. Of late, one of the biggest questions I've gotten from friends is, how do I prepare for a layoff? When I ask for the reason behind the question, they tell me of a friend or relative that recently got laid off, or worse, their company has had recent layoffs and has warned that there may be more. If you find yourself in this position, I'm sorry. A layoff, or even the possibility of a layoff, is scary. The good news is that there is a lot you can do in advance to prepare. Just get started ASAP. Number 1. Get your savings account fat. You may be aggressively attacking debt or saving for a vacation, but if you are facing the possibility of not having a paycheck, keeping a roof over your head and food on the table becomes your number 1 goal. You may need to temporarily pay the minimums on debt, cancel upcoming vacations, and focus all extra money on fattening your savings account. Best case, you don't get laid off, and you can resume your plans. Worst case, you are in a better position to pay the bills while you look for work. The average length of time to find employment is just over 6 weeks. This can be shorter or much longer depending on your career, industry, and location. Start saving enough to cover at least 3 months of expenses, with 6 being a reasonable stretch goal. 2. Get your spending plan skinny. Trimming down your spending is the easiest way to create extra money that can go towards savings. Start with the things that you've had to go without during the shelter-in-place orders anyway: gym memberships, entertainment expenses, dining out, and shopping. Create a basic needs budget to determine how much you need monthly to survive. This includes food, shelter, transportation, your creditors, and possibly childcare while interviewing for a job. 3. Prep your creditors. I have learned from experience that the earlier you contact your creditors about a hardship, the more likely they are to work with you if later you find yourself struggling to pay your bills. Even if you are paying your creditors on time, contact them to let them know about the potential layoff and ask about your options if you no longer have a paycheck. This would also be a great time to ask for a reduced interest rate. Most businesses are offering increased flexibility around hardship procedures during the pandemic, but those rules could revert back to previous rules by the time you are out of work. So be clear on how long certain provisions are in effect. Get the name of the department, oftentimes called the hardship department, you would need to call for help. Also, ask for their procedure. Do you have to write a hardship letter, produce a budget, etc., to get help? Then, if you do find yourself pinched, you already have a plan. 4. Understand your unemployment benefits. Read up on the qualifications for unemployment, which typically have to do with your lack of employment not being your fault. Each state has its own requirements, length of time you will receive benefits, and even benefit amounts. You can even estimate your potential payment. Knowing what you might receive can help you gauge how many months you can make it when you factor in your savings along with unemployment. 5. Suck every benefit out of your job before you leave. Missed your annual physical or dental checkup? Need glasses or contacts? While you are employed with a paycheck and an employer-subsidized healthcare plan, get every medical need taken care of if you're able. If possible, also find out how your health insurance will be covered during a layoff. Some employers will subsidize healthcare for a certain period of time, while others stop subsidizing on the last day of employment. You may also be offered COBRA, a continuation of your healthcare coverage at your expense. Know that you can use your HSA to pay for healthcare premiums when you are claiming unemployment. 6. Find out what happens to other benefits when you leave. If you have an outstanding 401k loan, find out how the loan is treated once you're laid off. Some employers allow you to keep paying, while others may give you a grace period, but require you to pay the balance rather quickly. If you're unable to repay the money within that period of time, the remaining balance is considered a withdrawal and could be fully taxable. In addition, if you're under the age of 59 and a half, you may have an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty. Make a plan to avoid this, if at all possible, by brushing up on the temporary rules for hardship withdrawals that could help you avoid the penalty and even taxes. If you have life insurance and/or a long-term care plan through a workplace, find out if you can take those benefits with you and how much they may cost so you can factor that into your budget. And 7, clean house. Being laid off can be emotionally traumatizing. While you are in your right mind, get copies of key documents such as performance records or work samples. Get the contact information of potential references. Also, offer your information to fellow colleagues who may need to use you as a reference. It's also a good idea to find the contact information for payroll. You may have to request your W-2 or update your address if you move, and the best HR contact for former employment verification and benefits contacts. If your layoff is imminent, start removing your personal items from your workplace. I mentioned it before, but getting laid off can be a traumatic event. The more prepared you are for the layoff, the easier it will be to find a job, and the less impactful the layoff will be on your finances. A little bit of preparation can go a long way. You just listened to the post titled, 7 Steps to Prepare for a Potential Layoff, by Tanya Brown of FinancialFinesse.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Tanya, who is passionate about educating others about money and providing independent, unbiased financial coaching to enable them to become more financially secure. She does this through one-on-one coaching and facilitating online courses, as well as through freelance writing, blogging, volunteering, speaking engagements, and regular media appearances. And as for the website, Financial Finesse, it helps employees maximize their compensation and utilize the benefits provided by companies. They've helped hundreds of thousands of employees change their lives. So for more from Financial Finesse, come by financialfinesse.com. And a big thank you to their entire team for letting us share their work. But that should do it for today. I appreciate you being here and listening all the way through, and I'll see you right back in this same spot tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.